Hi, I am Henry Rayenga, founder of Christian Leaders Institute. In this topic, we are looking at the bride and groom as embodied souls before God. That phrase matters. A Christian wedding is not the joining of two abstract personalities. It is not the celebration of two romantic projections. It is not merely the legal recognition of two individuals. It is the covenant joining of one woman and one man before God as whole embodied souls. The Bible does not treat human beings as souls trapped inside bodies, as if the body were a shell and the real person were somewhere hidden inside. Scripture presents human beings as living persons created by God, spiritual and physical together. We are embodied souls. We worship, love, suffer, rejoice, sin, repent, forgive, desire, serve, and make promises as whole persons before God. That means marriage is deeply embodied. Genesis 2 says, "Therefore a man will leave his father and his mother and will join with his wife, and they will be one flesh." That one flesh language is not shallow. It includes bodily union, household formation, public covenant, family life, daily habits, vulnerability, and faithful love. The bride comes to the wedding not merely as a dress, a role, or a romantic symbol. She comes as an organic female image bearer before God. Her body, story, emotions, faith, family background, hopes, wounds, dignity, beauty, fears, and calling matter. The groom comes to the wedding not merely as a suit, a provider, or a ceremony figure. He comes as an organic male image bearer before God. His body, story, emotions, faith, family background, hopes, wounds, strength, fears, and calling matter. The wedding officiant must see both. That is part of the sacred calling of officiating. Many weddings today drift toward appearance. The bride and groom can become images to manage, photos, clothing, flowers, venue, lighting, social media moments, and ceremony style. Beauty can be a gift. Aesthetic care matters. But beauty must serve covenant. The bride and groom are not props in a beautiful event. They are embodied souls entering covenant life before God. Here is a ministry sciences observation. When meeting with a couple, the officiant may notice how they talk about themselves. Are they presenting an image? Are they hiding anxiety? Are they reducing marriage to attraction? Are they afraid of family patterns? Are they spiritually ready for embodied covenant life? Are they thinking about daily faithfulness after the wedding? The officiant observes, listens, and gently teaches. A wise officiant might say, "Your wedding day matters, but your marriage is much bigger than the day. You are entering covenant life as whole persons before God. Let's make sure the ceremony points to the life you are beginning, not only the moment you are celebrating." For the one wedding officiant, this means you must look beyond the script. For the ordained wedding officiant, this becomes a regular ministry practice. For the chaplain, this matters in hospital rooms, hospice rooms, military contexts, or correctional settings where bodies, vulnerability, and covenant promises are very real. For the life coach minister or romance officiant, this means helping couples connect vows to daily embodied habits. Christian marriage is not disembodied spirituality. It is not merely legal status. It is not merely emotional romance. It is covenant life lived by embodied souls before God. The bride and groom do not create the truth of marriage. They enter the truth of marriage before God, and the Christian wedding officiant helps them enter that covenant with reverence, clarity, warmth, and truth.